This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for breath. I honor you, Jesus, for great grace that you have done. Thank you for the healing of our diseases. Thank you for healing of our soul. Thank you for restoration of our soul. Thank you also for restoration of our bodies. Thank you for resurrection in our body. Therefore, quickening our body. Thank you also for quickening our soul and resurrection. Therefore, life in our bodies. Thank you also for life in our soul. Thank you because of what you are doing. We honor you, Jesus. We give you praise, our Father. Bless us, Jesus. I ask that you possess my meditations. You possess my mouth. You cause me to speak as I ought to speak. In the name of Jesus, show me us great mercy, Lord. Grant unto us great grace, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you, our Father. Honor the Son of God. In Jesus' name, we are praying.
Amen.
I want to start from today, preparing us for the conference. I have used the past 2 weeks as more of Kingdom Community to stir up certain things that should be in our heart as we look forward to the conference. But as the Lord is impressing in my heart, I want to start gradually at least to make sure I create the environment of understanding in our heart so that we can have a very great desire for what the Lord wants to do with us. I told us that the key things in the heart of the Lord is that the Lord wants to give us the things of the Father and what the Father is made up of. Certain things just keep on coming to my heart during the course of prayer. Many times when I'm praying, severally, I kept on hearing the word, the Father raised the dead. The Father quickened the dead. I keep hearing the greater work the Father will show to the Son. I live by the Father. I lived by the Father. I knew that the Christ that's been forming me is the one speaking. Because that's what the Spirit of Christ does. When they send the Spirit of the Son into your heart, you begin to cry for the Father. I know that those are not just prayer that I made up for my head. I knew that it was Christ that's been forming me that is making that request. Because he knows that even Christ is being formed in me, that without Father coming, the completion of what's been done in me will not come. Because one thing about the Father perfects. You can live by faith, which is to live by Christ. But you can move from living by faith. What is faith? To live by faith is to live by whom you have not seen, whom you see not. So, but you can move from living by faith to living by the Father. When you move into the Father, you are gradually moving from living by what is not seen into living by a very powerful substances of God, the Father. And so those were burdens of my heart. I'm just cheering because I want to start putting burden in your heart. So there have been that thing so strong in my spirit about to live by the Father. So I understand the place that the Father raised the dead and the Father quickened. And Jesus Christ was raised so much that he said, I live by the Father. And I want that to be our reality. You see, the Father is a mystery. Colossians 2:2. Colossians 2:2. That their hearts will be comforted, being knitted together in love. That's why the past 2 Sundays I've thought about love. Because I know without it, you won't access the word of the Father. So, that their hearts may be comforted, being knit together. Their hearts will be knit together in love unto all riches of the full, oh, Martha. Oh, Jesus, help me. May you cause us to have the desire for these things. All riches of the full. Full assurance. Full assurance of understanding that the doorway into these things, riches of full assurance. Means of all, acknowledgement. Acknowledgement. The acknowledgement is not just that you have the knowledge. Acknowledgement means is a reality you are using as a life. Acknowledgement. If somebody come and say, I want to acknowledge somebody, you don't acknowledge that thing is real to you. You can't acknowledge what you don't know or what you don't see. Say, I want to come to the full riches or the full assurance of understanding to the acknowledgement. Acknowledgement of the mystery. Of the mystery of God. Comma. And of the Father. Comma. And of Christ. You see, the acknowledgement of the mystery of God. So when they say God, yeah, and Father, is God not the Father? My brother. The Father is God. Jesus is God. Holy Spirit is God. But the word of God is another word. And you need to come to acknowledging the mystery of God. You need to come to acknowledge the mystery. You want to say mystery, it's a secret. It's a mystery, is hidden. God is hidden. Everybody say God, 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 but they don't know him. People don't know God. Even when people say, my God will show you, he does not know it. Even when he say, God will show you, God won't show him. I know people don't like to hear what I said. God, the person you are calling, you don't know him. And what you don't know, you can't deploy. God will not show you anything, anybody, anything. Because God is not an errand boy. God is not your errand boy. So, you must have come to a place of knowing. So, the riches of the full assurance of understanding. Full assurance. And that word of God, yeah, was what John moved into that word of God from 1 John chapter 1 and 5. The word of God. It started with the word of the Father and the Son. And clamors it in the word of God in 1 John chapter 1 verse 5. 1 John 1 5. And this is the message which you have heard of him and declared to them, that God is light. You say that is a message. God is light. It's a message. God is light. What does it mean? That God is a body of knowledge. Because light is knowledge. Light is understanding. Light is wisdom. Those are things that light is. Light is wisdom. Light is understanding. Light is knowledge. They are different things. God is light. And it's a message. And Jesus, in the day of his flesh, started preaching it. But he looked at those who are trying to preach God to. He started to preach God to them. Do you know how I preach the Father? Finish. Jesus preached the Father. He preached the message called the Father. But Joker started preaching God. But he looked at them, they couldn't understand. He said, how many things I want to tell you, but you cannot. And close it. I will come back again, and I come and preach God to you. But one thing I know, Joker preached the Father. He preached the Father. He preached the mystery of the Father and started preaching the mystery of God. But he couldn't enter to the fullness of it. He just talked about it a little bit, and he looked at them. So you guys, you are not ready. You can't comprehend God. You need to first comprehend the Father. Then, you can't comprehend the Father without comprehending Christ. And you can't comprehend Christ without knowing the Holy Spirit. But when you look at Colossians 2, they didn't even bring the Holy Spirit here. But they wanted to teach what Joker had taught very well. What did I say? Joker didn't teach God. He entered into it. He saw the people are not ready. He just closed it. So I will come in the spirit. I will come again. When I come, the world will not see me, but you will see me. I will come and preach God. That's the essence of John chapter 16. So let a little while, you see me no more. After a while, you shall see me. And then, so just talk about a little while, you will see me. The world will not see me, but you will see me. At that time, I will bring some things to you. I will start teaching you some things. But so, John could not preach God. He could not preach what 1 John 1:5 was saying. This is the message we have heard of it from the beginning, that God is light. So John couldn't preach it to the full. He only touched it and left it. But he preached the Father. John can open the mystery of the Father. How do I know he preached it? Matthew 28. You will see that when he was calibrating what he had taught them, he stopped at the Father. Matthew 28. Matthew, let's go there. So after I mentioned the name of the Father, of the Son, the Holy Ghost, he put what did he put in the front? He put colon. Try to tell them, this is how you do baptize them. Baptizing them. That's it. You baptize by teaching these three things. Because that's what he taught. Look at it. Continue, everybody. 20. So you can see that what he taught them to teach is what he has commanded them. So Jesus himself, when he was upon the earth, to the disciple, because this is the message for the disciple, not for the multitude. That video guy taught the disciples who became the apostles and the core team that followed him very well. Because Joker not only have the 12, he also have the 70s. And he has the 500 that are inner carcass. So he commanded them. He called it commandment. I will show you what is called commandment. You will see them. So he commanded them, or he taught them the Father, he taught them the Son, and taught them the Holy Ghost. Although, when you read Bible, when you read the Gospel, you will not see explicitly the teaching about the name of the Holy Ghost. You will not see explicitly the teaching about the name of Christ. They are hid. They are hid. You only gloss through it. What you can talk more in the public when you see, when the archive is teaching, like, oh, Matthew 5, 6, 7, is the way everlasting. The beatitude. The beatitude is what David called, you will lead me in the way everlasting. That thing that David called, lead me in the way everlasting, is what I taught as Matthew 5, Matthew 7. Those are the way everlasting. They are the way of everlasting. It's in the Bible. It's there. You have been reading all this one. When you read the chapter 5, ended this way. Chapter 5. Then you shall be like your Father who is in heaven. And you shall therefore be perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven. So it's the way of perfection of the life Father. So it's the way of your Father. It's the way. It's the program of the way. That when you do like this, when you go through this training and you submit yourself to that thing, you'll be like your Father. So David called it the way everlasting. So it's the way everlasting was teaching. Because he went to the mountain to go and teach it. And the disciple, there were multitude. The disciple left the multitude and came up. And they sat. And he began to teach them. He was not teaching the multitude. He was teaching the disciple. So he's the teacher of the way of life everlasting. That was that. Matthew 5, Matthew 6, Matthew 7. You can't teach them. There's a kind of mind you must have. So you can see that intention is that you may be the children of your Father who is in heaven. So that's the essence of that teaching. And that's how he continued to chapter 7 of Matthew. So you saw Jesus did not really give commandment of the things of God to his disciples. Because they do not have the foundation for the things of God. So what Jonathan taught, that's what he taught his disciples to teach. Go, baptizing all nations, teaching them to observe all I have commanded you. So he commanded them. And his commandments are his words. What he said are his commandments. His words are his commandments. His commandments are his word. I want to establish and say, things I have commanded thee. Things I commanded thee are things that he spoke to them. Let's read together. John 12:49. I want to go, everybody. So he has not spoken. So everything that he spoke, he called them commandments. And he said the commandment is life. So John Christ, he gave them commandment of the Father, which he spoke to them. He gave them a commandment of Christ. But Christ there, he called it in Matthew, he called it the Son. Because Christ is a son. Or Christ is a perfect son. Which is therefore the perfect son. Is a perfect son. That means he's a son in a measure. But a son in fullness is like the Father. So what he called, baptizing the name of the Father, of the Son. The Son there is the Christ. When you are a Christ, you are a son. Who is a son? A son is a man. So Christ is a son. So you saw that in the book of Hebrews chapter 3. For Christ as a son. So when he says Christ is a son, they are talking about as is a metaphor. As a son. Or like a son. So Christ is a son, but not the perfect son. But is a perfect son, but not the perfect son. What does it mean? He does not have the fullness of the Father yet. I have a son that's a teenager. He's a son, but he's a teenager. So he does not have everything that make up a son yet. But I call him my son. Because he has things in a measure. But when he's 30 or 40, you can't compare it to when he's 16. So you can see that he's a son, but he's not a son. Because there's some responsibility I can't take yet. Sonship is in different level. You saw that also in 1 John chapter 3. Beloved, now are we sons. But you have not yet appeared what you shall be. So you can be a son, but you have not yet appeared what you shall be. So Christ is a son, but is a perfect son, but not the perfect son. A and D are different. Yes, sir. A is a measure. Yes. D is an absolute. It's absolute son. For you to understand what I'm saying, when you read 2 John 1:3, everybody want to go? So the Son of the Father in truth and in love. So they compare that. This son that we're talking about is the Son of the Father. Not a son as a Christ. But he's a son of the Father. A son that has all the fullness of the Father is inside of him. That means this son, he thinks the way the Father is thinking. I have a son that's not thinking the way I think. But he's a son. I have a son that is not seeing the way I see. Just like I can have it biologically, I can also have a spiritual son that is not seeing the way I see. That when you give a matter to them, the way they will interpret the matter will depend from the way they want to give matter to interpret. They are my sons, but I know you're my son in truth and indeed. I can't deny that you're my son because they have my things on their inside. True fellowship, true building, true discipleship, but they are not yet my son because they are not thinking the way I think. So when you look at the life of John Christ from 0 until when he was 33 years old, John Christ had different measures of sonship. For example, when he came to Jordan, the father acknowledged that this is my beloved son and there are things in him that I'm pleased with. But the father didn't say what he said when he came to talk about him again in the month of transfiguration. He said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. That means, as at Jordan, he cannot fully boast. It wasn't a joke as a shortcoming. But God cannot say that. I can fully say that you hear him, that he will say everything. But it came to pass. We read in John chapter 12. He said, the Father give me a commandment to speak what I should say and what I should speak and what the commandment will say is what I'm not saying. So at that time, God can say, hear him. Because he will not see anything I'm not saying. Neither will he do anything I'm not doing. So that rate is the son. It's not just a son. It's the son of the father. So John Christ, in the day when he was upon the earth, John Christ taught his disciple. And when I say disciple, don't limit to 12 people alone. I know that at least he has 500 disciples. How do I know that? Bible said he appeared to the 500 at once. If they are not his disciples, because it's not about John Christ. John Christ was not just appearing to himself to anybody anywhere. He didn't go to appear himself to Pilate that killed him. He didn't go to apply himself to Pharisees and Sadducees. He didn't go to show himself to the high priests. He didn't. So that they can be, okay, you kill me. Can you see? I'm not Jesus. So people that he applied himself to are his disciples. Paul said it. John Christ came to tell Paul. 1 Corinthians 15:6. Once again, let's read together. At once. Like, look at that day. Some people are on the way to Emmaus. John Christ applied to everybody at once. Not different time. At once. He said, at once. He was seen of above 500 bread at once. They are not together in the same place. At once. Someone just were talking on their way, talking. Because this Jesus, he has died. They kill him all, and just came to their midst. Some people were hiding inside the house. They were sitting there. More than 500 people at once. And all of them came. Because if you read the one in the book of Luke, the one to Luke, on those two men on the way to Emmaus, that night they returned back. As they were returning back to go and say they have seen the Lord, the people that were hiding themselves said the same thing. See, you need to fear Jesus. So. And this, what made Jesus to be like that, is what they want to give to you. That's the essence of this conference that we are waiting for. That is, it's not exclusive right of Jesus. That same thing that made Jesus, they want to give it to you. Because John Christ, by that time, he was not yet seated. He was still here. How do I know? He still ate fish and bread. Immediately he sat, he stopped eating fresh and bread. He made sure he appeared to 500 people before he went to go and sit on the throne. So to tell you that not until when you get out to heaven, that experience will be yours. So he made sure he appeared to his disciples. To show that this is what's available for you in your time when you are still in the flesh. And what make him like that is what he received before he died. So because you remember, he started behaving like that before he died. At the time, he went to his city, where he grew up from. They gave him Torah and he read from Isaiah. After he finished reading, everybody was looking at him. Okay? We heard that you did something in Capernaum. What you did there, also do it in your own homeland. You are the son of the soil. Do what you did there in Capernaum, where you are doing. Do it here. And the Bible said, couldn't do anything. The Bible said, and he began to rebuke that he began to lack in himself. The Bible said, they drag him. People in his town, they took Jesus to the high mountain, to the cliff. They wanted to push him down. And he walked out amidst them. They are the ones that carried him. They carried with their hand. But something just suddenly, he just disappeared and went out from there. It's in the Bible. Before he died. So, that is showing some things. Because of the kind of thing that made him up. They rose up and thrust him out of the city. And led him unto the brow of the hill where unto their city was built. That they may cast him down headlong. But he passing through the midst of them went his way. What happened to them? How can you take a man and you drag him and you led him? You carry him and led him. To where your city was built on the hill, and you brought it to the tip of the mountain. What happened to them? And suddenly, all of them are there and just passing through their midst and walk away. What kind of woman being that is that? And at that time, he does not still have eternal life yet. He does not have eternal life. But the only thing I ask is the Father. That being asks the Father. Because the Father said, this is my beloved son. In one where place, that this of the Father was inside of him. But he doesn't have eternal life yet. Because he did not receive eternal life until after resurrection. He learned, he had understanding of eternal life, but he could not fully assess it until after resurrection. But he has understanding of it. So Jesus Christ taught his disciples what his father commanded him. John chapter 14 from verse 21. I just want to establish again that his commandments are his teachings, are his word. Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded. All that I have commanded. So, John chapter 14 from verse 21. One, two, go.
He that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father.
Look at it. So, he's connecting the Father loving you with you having his commandments. So, he that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, or shall be the beloved of my Father. And I will love him. Then what will happen? And we manifest, or I will show, or I will appear to him. Verse 22. Then he said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou will manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Verse 23, want to go. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my word. So look at it. In verse 21, he called it my commandments. In 23, he called it what? My words. So when he was talking, Matthew 28, teaching them to observe all I have commanded you. So it's what he commanded them are his word. So he that have my commandments and keepeth them, it is he that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved my Father, and I will love him. I will manifest myself to him. Jesus answered them to them, if a man love me, he will keep my word. So to keep the commandment is to keep his words. And my Father will love him. So you see that? Because he that have my commandment is he that loveth me. And what? And shall be beloved my Father. So you remember? 21. So you can see repeated in 23 again. That he that keepeth my word, my Father will love him. But in 21, he said, shall be beloved of my Father. He's talking about the same thing. My Father will love me, or shall be beloved of my Father. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. So by this scripture, we have established clearly that the commandments that he asked the disciples to teach, or that he taught his disciples, are his words. Both by John 12 and by this John 14. It's glaring to us that it's what the Father has commanded him to say and to speak. So what thing that the Father commanded both to say and speak. The Father told him what he should say. The Father told him what he should speak. When you look at English, you say, it's not the same thing. When you say, are you not speaking? No, they are not the same. So you can see that Jokai taught them these things. But Jokai did not enter into God. He only touched it. But you know that they don't have capacity. They don't even understand the mission of the Father. So, you see, I have many things to say. Jokai said so. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them. John chapter 16. The many things, not that he had to talk about many miracles. He wanted to talk things about God. How do I know he was God? Paul also said the same thing in Hebrews 5, 10 and 11. Call of God. Verse 9. Be made perfect. He became the author of eternal salvation unto all that obey him. So that means you must have obeyed him before you can qualify for this thing. What is it? Call of God. That means eternal salvation is about things of God. Call of God. And high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Verse 11. Of whom many things to say and heart utter. See, you are door of me. Jokai couldn't bring the commandment of God. But Jokai, he taught his disciples because he knew them. And he did them. Out of Apostles chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. This treaty I've written to you, O Theophilus. The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. So he says, so what I have commanded you is what I've taught you. But before the guy taught the Holy Ghost, before the guy taught the Son or Christ and taught the Father, your guys have been doing it. Your guy did them. They make sure that they didn't allow Jackie to do any preaching until he has done the father to a high level. The ministry of the father, it was nothing to Jesus before I allowed Jackie to move into public ministry. Jackie finished the Holy Ghost. As at that time, Jackie was 12 years old. The ministry of Holy Ghost, Jackie has finished. That boy you see that went to the temple was full of Holy Ghost. It's not fee, it's full of Holy Ghost. Because before that time, say, and the child grew and was strong in spirit, full of wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. But by the time he was 12, when his parents were led in, they ended Luke chapter 2, and Jesus increased in wisdom, now in stature. So to move into what stature, Ephesians 4. So you can measure what did they call stature. So when Jacob was 12 years old, Jacob has finished the mystery of Holy Ghost. That question that Jacob was asked, Jacob was not just a curious child. 12, 13, 14. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto, can you see, there's a perfect man. That perfect man is a Christ. Unto a perfect man, comma, unto the one is a perfect, one is the. Someone said, a son, the son. A perfect man is a son, a Christ. Unto the measure of the stature. So Jesus, after 12 years, Jacques began to come into a program of a perfect man unto the measure. Say, and the child increased in wisdom. So what is wisdom? Wisdom is Christ. 1 Corinthians 1:24 and 1 Corinthians 2. Christ is made unto us the wisdom and the power. So when I say, and Jesus increased in wisdom, that means look, I move into Christ. I'm going to say, and stature. That's when he started learning the Father. And God increased in wisdom and stature. And in favor with God. So I went to the program of Christ, the Father, and things of God. Because you must have grown in wisdom and stature before you can move into the world of favor with God. You don't enter the mysteries of God without favor with God. So Christ is wisdom. But when you read it, you just say, the angel Christ increases wisdom. Wisdom there is not the richest man in Babylon. Yes, sir. Wisdom there is not Agbari. Hey. The answer that Joker is Olagbari. That's not what they're talking about. That wisdom is a learning. Wisdom is Christ. Stature is the Father. So in that Ephesians, unto a perfect man. A perfect man is a Christ. James chapter 3. Who is a wise man? Which is supposed to be a new creation man, a Christ. Who is a wise man and you with knowledge among you? The desire of James. James wanted to move the church of the Jew from Christ into the next allocation. So that is saying, who is a wise man and you with knowledge amongst you? You are ready for the next thing. Also, the people that Joker was teaching this thing, he taught wise virgin that has oil in their lamp that can enter into the bridegroom chamber. Christ will make you wise, like Timothy was made wise unto. So when the Savior Christ increase in wisdom, the Savior Christ increase into being wise as a wise man that can move unto the Father, which is unto stature, the measure of the stature, unto a perfect man, unto a measure of the stature. So stature, there is the Father, measure of stature, increasing wisdom. So you find out about the wise virgin. The wise virgin are those who have access to move into the bridegroom chamber. What's the bridegroom chamber? The bridegroom chamber is the chamber of the Father, or the chamber of the Son of God. But you cannot move into bridegroom chamber, or you cannot move into the things of the Father, except you're a wise man. And you are endued with knowledge. How do you apply to it? Or that Matthew 24. Wise virgin that has lamp with oil. Knowledge there is oil. with lamp and oil. So you find ourselves saying, endue in Acts of Apostles chapter 1, verse 18, and you shall be endued with power. Knowledge there is not just precepts. Knowledge there is spirits. Which are, knowledge there is law. You have laws. You have the things. You have the spiritual reality of Christ. A wise man with a spiritual knowledge of Christ in your soul. You know the laws of Christ. You know the law of charity. In 1 Corinthians 13, we see in part. We understand in part. And we knew in part. So knew that is the knowledge. A wise man endued with knowledge. We endue with a deep-seated awareness of Christ's laws and Christ's things on the inside. So it is those people that is wise and endued with knowledge. Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness or wisdom. But if you have bitter envy, it shows that these people that are wise and deal with knowledge, they don't have bitter envy. It's not just something is bitter. So you know that this kind of bitter was also found amongst Jewish Christians in the book of Hebrews 13. You find there was that thing. He said they should be careful. Let the roots of bitterness be found in them. You also find another man, Elmas, that Peter met, that wanted to buy the gift of God. Yes. Say, for you are in the gall of bitterness. That gall of bitterness is a nature or kind of nature in the soul. That which I come to defy. Bitterness defy. So that bitterness is kind of nature. Flesh. So if you have bitter envy, you know, when you are Christ, you may not have bitter envy, but you have envy. 1 Peter chapter 2. Wherefore lay aside all malice, all guile, all hypocrisy, all envies. So here, this is a newborn babe in everlasting life. But in case you have something that envy, lay it aside. But what Jesus was talking is not talking to the same people here. Jesus is talking about things that you can have as flesh. A man that have not learned Christ and know Christ. So their own envy is there for envy that a man that have learned Christ and Christ is forming him. A man that Christ brings from, he does not have bitter envy. Yeah. He may have envy, but his own envy is not bitter envy. So if you are a wise soul and you are endued with knowledge, knowledge there is not precept. Knowledge there is not revelation knowledge. Knowledge there is experiential thing. You have the things of Christ inside of you. You have the laws of Christ on your inside. Christ is being formed on your inside. So you cannot deny. Just what I said when I started. I said I can't deny that Christ is not being formed in me in the level. So I cannot. There's something that I can't do. Even when I want to do it, I can't do it. Because I will become a transgressor. Who is a transgressor? A transgressor, both book of Galatians and 1 John 3, is a man that build again what God is trying to destroy on his inside. Say that, church. Say a transgressor. It's a soul that is building again what God has destroyed. That's a transgressor. We take away transgression from Jacob in Romans 9. But where Paul quoted it from is from Hosea. What they call it is ungodliness from Jacob. In Hosea, he called it, he will take away transgression from Jacob. When they quoted it from Hosea, because this is completely. But he interpreted transgression here as ungodliness in New Testament. And Redeemer shall come to Zion and unto them that turn from transgression. So another word for ungodliness is transgression. What's the transgression? To break a law or to rebuild what God has destroyed. There you are, transgression. 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. What does this mean? That means you are a transgressor on ungodly soul. When you have the law of godliness in your soul, they are building the law of godliness, then you go against it. They have taught you law of patience. Now, because you wanted to marry and man is not coming, you decided to become restless, hasty. Then you are a transgressor. You are just broken the law. Nobody will see it on your face, but to God, you destroy something that was built that you are aware of. You broke a law. And they are trying to build patience out of you. By being hasty, you have destroyed something. and you raise something that was being destroyed, is an impatient out of you. So a Christ or a wise man endued with knowledge can be wise, but you are not yet endued with knowledge. That means you have, by the reason of Christ's beauty, is taking place on you. But Christ is not yet your experience. It's not a reality that you are using. Faith of the Son of God is not a reality to you. You know about it mentally, but it's not what you are using. You are still a person that awareness has not dawned on you. When a man moves from wisdom to acknowledgement, who is a wise man, endue it. You know that he has knowledge. They endue him. Endue. Like, you shall be endued with power. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost have come upon you. Shall endue. To endue me, the impart it. The word endue me, to impart. That means you grow in wisdom and they now came to impart knowledge. Those things, you don't know it before. But, you know, this person is boasting. This person is showing something. That thing is not just preset. Is they have endued you with something. You are your colleague at work. There's a way that when he does a work, he's forward. He pushes himself forward. But you don't do that. You do the same work, but you go to hide. What make it to hide is because you are endued with some knowledge. Yeah, and you sound like you do something and commit a foul. And sometimes you are ashamed of what you have done. But he didn't fornicate. He didn't lie. But he did something that you know that you have done something. But he said, I don't know that you have done something. That thing that you know that, this is a shelling. But it's not a sin. He didn't do what is obviously written as sin. But when he did it, you know, this is a sin. That thing that happened to you, you are enduing knowledge. What caused you that? There's a law in you that designed that oppression. So that knowledge, that law, is that you not only have wisdom, you are now enduing knowledge. Just say, who is a wise man enduing knowledge? They put an explanation that you are a wise man and you are enduing knowledge. There's something you should be doing. You should show out a good conversation. So it means you cannot show a good conversation consistently without wisdom and impartation of experiential knowledge to the soul. So impartation of knowledge, there are spirits. Because what wisdom will do that? Wisdom will build you. Wisdom will build Christ inside of you. And doing knowledge is the putting the spirit of Christ on your inside. So, and doing knowledge is the spirit of Christ. Wise man is the building of Christ and putting of Christ's laws. So Jacob was saying that he that had my commandments and kept them, it is he that loveth me. So Jacob has demystified something about love. That love is highly connected to commandments. So you can have it and don't keep it. And that's where a lot of us fall into. We have commandments we are not keeping. We have commandments we have never kept. And we have commandments we are not intended to keep. Your book of assignments is commandment you have that you have not done. There's a commandment that you have you are not ready to do and you're not going to do it. Why? Because you don't have it in place. Because the only why that we show that you're going to do it is because you have communal life. Because it is your communal life that what we told you never do one more. It's in your communal time that you date it. I saw somebody was speaking to me about this matter and I've not attended to it or I started it and I stopped it. Some of us, we have commandment of doing something that we did it for 2 weeks, 1 month, we stopped doing it. And after a while, when you don't even do it, you don't have consciousness that you are not doing something. That you are not doing it. So Jesus, in the day of his flesh, he taught his disciple commandment of Holy Ghost. As he has commanded the disciple that they should go and wait for the promise of the Father. What Jacob just told them when he resurrected. About waiting for Holy Ghost. Jesus has been telling them about it. Yes, because how do I know? John 14, he spoke about Holy Ghost. Yeah. John 16, he talked about Holy Ghost. You know, what you read in John 14, John 16 is just a summary.
Yes, sir.
And when you read it, you read this all the time as if it was a thing that was discussed today. And they forget it. Some of those teachers, they put, maybe it's a whole teaching of 3 months or 6 months. Because John in Acts of Apostles and Luke told us that the thing that they wrote about Jesus were summaries. So Jesus taught his disciples about Holy Ghost. He told them, I have anything I want to teach you, but you can't bear them now. But Holy Ghost will come. And when he come, he taught them about Holy Ghost and he showed them the thing that are commandments in the Holy Ghost. He taught them about Holy Ghost and taught them how they should keep in touch with the command of Holy Ghost. Or things that they will do and give the Holy Ghost. They knew it. But they didn't have Holy Ghost until Jesus went to heaven. It was 50 days after Jesus' resurrection that they got Holy Ghost. Because Pentecost means 50. So they didn't have Holy Ghost. But he has given them the teaching before they had the person. So Jesus had taught them about the Holy Ghost before he sent the person of the Holy Ghost to come to them. So they are more prepared than us. We receive Holy Ghost and they start teaching us how not to give Holy Ghost, how to obey Holy Ghost, how to be filled with Holy Ghost. We are just receiving the teaching. But the way Jesus taught his disciple is the way Jesus was raised. Jesus knew about the Holy Ghost before Holy Ghost came. Jesus already have finished the commandment of the Father. He have finished the commandment of the Son, which is Christ. Have finished the commandment of the Father and done the commandment of the Father to high level. Jesus has finished the living God. Before he came to ministry, he had passed living father. He must just be doing the program of the true God, the true father, because he was glaring that he's not in the eyes of the living. When he's coming to ministry. So you will find something clearly about him that he was after the least him that he was filled with Holy Ghost. That was it. Holy Ghost came to rest upon him and abided with him. Which was almost similar experience to his disciple. He talked there for 3.5 years before he came to give them the Holy Ghost baptism. But we are not like that. We, the day we became born again, if you have a good teacher, he can give you baptism of Holy Ghost as today. But you don't know what that Matthew 20 said, teaching them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. So behind that, baptizing them and teaching them. So we don't have the teaching yet. So the teaching in the name of Holy Ghost is the Acts of Apostle, chapter 3-7. That's the teaching in the name of the Holy Ghost. Acts of Apostle, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7. So if you want to know, what does it mean to teach the name of Holy Ghost? Because when you read the gospel, you never see it. Because they didn't record it. But in the day of Apostle, they open it. So when you read chapter 7, you will see how men that the apostle taught about the name of Holy Ghost, you will see how they evolve. They come into the fullness of the name of the Holy Ghost. So Acts of Apostles chapter 7 was a climax of teaching that started from chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7. That baptizing them in the name. So what you see, whenever you reach Acts of Apostles 3-7, in those places, I hear the commandments of Holy Ghost. But you never see it. That shall love Holy Ghost. Because they are in words. And they are in the actions. In the life. The conversation. How you know a name that you need to show a conversation. So the conversation in Act 3, Act 4, Act 5, Act 6, Act 7. They are the conversation of the name. The teaching. If you have been baptized in name and you have the teaching, which is the wisdom, not only the wisdom which Holy Ghost teaches, and you also endue with the knowledge of the name of Holy Ghost, these are the conversations you should bring forth. So by the time they arrive in Acts 7, they say, but he being full of the Holy Ghost. But it didn't start like this. They grew there through the teaching of the name of Holy Ghost, or through the opening of the commandments of the Holy Ghost. For example, one of the commandments that they began to enjoy, the Bible said, no one dare say he owns anything of his own. And they say that you don't have your own personal car. But there is a consciousness, they have wisdom, and with the knowledge that this car does not belong to me. They have it. And they are reading. But it's not that it does not belong to me. It's not by saying. It's a knowing that exists inside of them.
And they translate that knowing into a conversation amidst them. So it's not that they say it. Nobody say it. It does not have anything of its own. It's not insane. Anybody can say. It is in a conversation. Who is a wise man? And you with knowledge. So every of the name has its conversation. So it's in the conversation you know those who have kept the commandment of that name. So a conversation you see, and no one say he has anything of his own. That thing was a wisdom. And that thing was a knowledge. Why would I say it's a wisdom? Because everybody around them does not understand what kind of woman being is that. When we are on campus, we usually say this thing, say, I don't want anything except my wife. My children are not my own. I give it to them, but they're not my own. It's a conversation that will show. It truly, you are a keeper of the commandments in the name of the Holy Ghost. And we will know the commandment you are keeping by this of a conversation that you generate. So there was a couple that was in the midst of church of Holy Ghost. So heavy people that had land sold it and brought the money. People that did their farm and their field brought for 100 bags of millet. Took all the 100 bags. They brought it and come and sold it to the apostle feet. Just like what happened to the church in the wilderness. That either had little, either how much. So they leave it. Though each people have their family. But the order of the culture, no, the apostle didn't tell them. So people will carry their farm harvest, 100 bag. They will not keep anything behind. They will bring it and come and cast it to the apostle's presence. And expect the apostle prerogation to know what they should distribute to their own family. It's not that you say, and you keep 50, you have 50-50. And say, okay, let's carry 50 to church. If you do, it's not a sin. Yeah. But when you do that, according to the wisdom of the name of the Holy Ghost, you show that you have not kept the commandment of the fool. Because by the time you arrive at the point of being full of the Holy Ghost, those who are full of the Holy Ghost, the man of conversation that the whole fullness of the Holy Ghost will instruct them is that you take all. And if you sell and keep, it's not a problem. But when you bring it to the apostles, people that were doing that, they know them. So in early church, they could see those who are obey commandment of his fullness. So you harvest your feed. You're supposed to come into what? To the acknowledgement, the riches of the full acknowledgement. You may be acknowledging, but you have not into the full acknowledgement of understanding. You are acknowledging. You can bring out of your 100, you can bring 30 and sell 50 and keep 20. You have not seen. But you have not come to full acknowledgement. Because these are teaching that Joker taught them. You remember when the young rich ruler came unto him? He says, you do commandments. Yeah. When he said, I've been doing it, Joker said, once you lack. Joker didn't give him the command of everlasting life. It's the commandment of meek of the world. It was commandment of the meek of the world. You know everlasting life. You can't give commandment of everlasting life. That commandment, go and sell all. God starts with us, with our substance. Then go move to our time. I said, those are the things we learn when we are learning Christ. That Christ's commandment should affect your money, your material, then your time. Because you can give your money, I'm not able to give your time. Yes, sir. We have a lot of men that will send their tithes to church, but they won't come to church. Because time is higher than what?
Money.
Time and your earth way more than your talents and your gifting. And that's how God will judge you. God will judge you more on your time. God will judge you more on your head. How you take care of your body. Because they bought your body with a price. Your body was paid for. And Paul told us in Ephesians 5, we should redeem the time. So time, your head, is more than your talent. You can't be loving your talent and you are wrecking your body. So in keeping commandments of life, you must pay attention to your body and your time. So the commandment you guys told that young ruler was commandment of Holy Ghost. That's supposed to use Holy Ghost and enter into Christ.
Yes, sir.
Because he said this in one of the translations, he said, if you will have life, he came asking for a commandment of everlasting life, yes, eternal life. Joker said, no, forget it. If you will have life, not if you have life everlasting. Yeah. If you will have life, that's what they wrote, that's what they told him.
Yes,
not if you have life everlasting, it's life. And Christ is life. So you can see. So the commandment of God told that you is Holy Ghost to Christ. It's how to learn Christ and move into the teaching of Holy Ghost.
Yes,
So he said, you should go and sell what you have. And you know that the commandment that the apostle taught is to sell all what you have. And primarily, you can even take your thing and sell it. But you have not still mastered the conversation or the commandment in the Holy Ghost. What that is bringing to you? So it's simply teaching us that when truly you want to be full of the Holy Ghost, and you want to continue to be full of the Holy Ghost, you cannot prioritize your things more than your brethren. That is just a lesson. It's not that your brethren worth more than anything you have. Anything. You remember joy. Jesus was order. And you. It's joy. Jesus first, order, second, then what? And you. So, there's no amount of anything that worth more than your brother. Those are lessons you start gradually learning it in the Holy Ghost. But you perfect it under Christ. Because when you are learning that doctrine in the Holy Ghost, you are still a babe and a child in Christ. So, you know, the curriculum of Christ and without the call, they are together. They call it baby in Christ. So you are a child, but you are a babe in Christ. Then you can be a child in Christ. Then you can be a man in Christ. So Holy Ghost teaching to Christ is still a stretch, but you're talking about pedigree of growth. That's why in the teaching of the name of Holy Ghost, you don't mention Holy Ghost. You teach Christ. But it's just like you are teaching a state of a babe in Christ and a child in Christ. What did the apostle taught? They taught Jesus. But in teaching Jesus, they are teaching the Holy Ghost. What they taught was Jesus. They taught the suffering of Jesus. They taught his death. They taught his resurrection. And they show out to us that Jesus was God. He became man. And for him to become man, he emptied himself of everything God. So if Jesus could empty himself of Godhood, is it your material you will not empty for a being that empty himself of Godhood? So they teach Holy Ghost from that angle. That Jesus Christ has given an example that he left everything. And why did he? He did because of you. So if he did for you, you to leave your thing for your brethren. So what he did to you, do it for his brother. So if he did for you, you to leave your thing for your brethren. So what he did to you, do it for his brother. So that was the angle that the apostle got a wisdom, because that's why this is a wisdom. It's not copy paste. So they have to interpret that life to you by the spirits. It's not a form that's written somewhere. But so they kept on interpreting that life to them. Also, those apostles, they live by themselves. Yeah. They also taught them by experience. This was Peter that was a fisherman. He has a wife. He has children. They need to take care of their wife. Even he won't have mother-in-law too. That they are paying bills for. But a man met them and tell them that they should leave all that they have and follow him. So that's a commandment that he gave to them, because Peter said it. We have left everything. We have left everything. What they told the rich man to leave is just parting, not everything. They told him to leave his riches. But Peter said, we have left everything. But what you told this guy to leave is just to go out, leave your money, go and sell it. But we have left everything and follow you. What shall be our part? What can I say? No. So you could see that the teaching of the meek by experience, Joker taught the apostles. And what they taught, they deliver it to every saint that became born again. 3,000 people, 5,000 people that came to join church after Pentecost. Because it was teaching them to observe all I've commanded you. So they were commanded. So they were not teaching what they were not commanded. So what they were commanded are what Jokai taught them. Both by life, the way he lived his life, and both by what he also taught them. Both by practice, by conversation, and by his teaching that he taught them. So it's together that he lived it and also teach them. Taught them. So they saw him living it. At the time, his mother and his father came to them. Because you remember, they asked him, we have left father, mother, wife. He too. So he also taught them, both by example and also by saying. So you look at me, because that one thing they say, go and sell all what you have and come and follow me. So what does it mean to live? So they say he should sell what he has in his materials, which was the least of the things. Then he gave the second commandment. But you need wisdom to be able to interpret that. That was a wisdom. Sell what you have, which first of all, part with your belongings. But that's not the commandment. Distribute to the poor. Because you can take that thing and lay it up. You can go and give it and lay it up. You secure it. You can give the money to usury. They pay you interest. So it's not just selling. But sell it and distribute to the poor. So when you're don't distribute to your friends. Because you can distribute to rich friends that you have. Because you know, just I spoke about a man, a servant, that is master, call. You see, Bible is one. You must not to marry thought to be able to have to understand what the law is, the heart of Jesus. You must be spiritually intelligent to be able to marry spiritual thought together. So you remember that story of that servant that his master heard him. The way he was managing the resources that he gave to me, that is troublesome. So his master now called him, please, you are going to give account. And before the day that he set for auditing, he made sure he called all the one that are businessmen that are owing his master. And told them, how much will your father? Okay, it's 100. Oh yeah, right, 50. You call. So Joker didn't tell this young man to do like that. He said he should sell everything and distribute it. Because they want to test where his trust of his riches is. They wanted to disconnect something from his soul. Trust in things. When you have instruction about your brethren, you don't do it, and you try to keep your thing. It's because you have trust in your thing more than you trust in God. So they say you should sell it, but not sell it and put it in usury. Don't sell it and keep it to your rich friend to be using it. Sell it and give to the poor. Because there's something about the poor. They take money to eat. Poor don't know about how to invest. Because, yes, they just want to chop. If you give them 1 million, they will finish within 6 months. Because everything that their soul have been lost into bad, they will buy it. If their soul have been trying to buy boiled egg, they will buy enough of it until they eat and they rush to the hospital. So, you can know like, where you should put the money, where you can never recover it. They don't have sense of investment. There, that's not the end of the commandment. I'm talking in that one, there are commandments. Yes, there, come and follow me. So, it's when it's come to follow me that you have to now leave your wife. You're going to leave your mother. You're going to leave father. You're going to leave brother and sister. So, in that statement, the pile of commandments that's supposed to keep, which are his word, that will bet a conversation. So you find out that in those teaching they are teaching. But unknown to you, that thing that you can just say is a mystery. That is what they call the mystery of the Holy Ghost and the mystery of Christ. That thing that you can say is a mystery of Christ. That thing is secret. So that man left sorrowful. Because to him, Alakoba. You want to turn me to this your riff-rap disciple? Because to him, the way those people are living is inferior. But not to that, what Joker just gave to him, they are mysteries of the life of the Holy Ghost and Christ. Another thing. You know, I said something. I said, Christ is a perfect man. So Joker, after he said, if you will have life. Some version say, if you are going to have life. Another version used the word, if you are going to be perfect. So another version say, if you have life. Now just say, if you be perfect, because that means what Jesus Christ just laid down. Jesus laid a teaching down from learning the mystery of Holy Ghost to the mystery of a perfect man, who is a wise man and deal with knowledge. That was the teaching Jesus laid up. So in a translation, in one of the gospels, we say, if you have life, and Christ is our life, Colossians 3. So Christ is life. Christ is Malachi 3. Christ is life and peace. Galatians, Romans 8. Christ is life and peace. Galatians, Christ is life and peace. So, Joker says, if you have life, so that life is Christ. So, Joker, in that teaching, Joker just lay up teaching. The man will move from being a baby in Christ to a child in Christ into a man endued with wisdom, with knowledge and wisdom. So you see, you cannot teach the gospel if you are not very established in epistles. Neither will you be able to teach the prophets if you are not very sound in epistles. Yes, sir. So you must master epistle very well. Epistle must be our songs. We must sing epistle song. Sometimes when you are singing epistle song, it may not be sweet. But the more you spend time with epistle, the more you're able to teach the gospels. Then the more you're able to look into the prophets. Because Jesus read the prophet to teach the gospel. So what give the source of inspiration of the gospels are the prophets. Then Paul and all the apostles that wrote epistle, they listened to Jesus. That was say, which was begat to be spoken by the Lord himself and was confirmed by them that heard him. Hebrews chapter 3. So those who wrote the epistle, they heard Jesus. They heard Jesus. Except one of them that wrote the epistle that was not with them. But Jesus Christ had to come and appear to him and teach him many several times. What he taught the 12, he came to teach him privately. So that he can be able to qualify to write the epistle. So Jesus Christ told him some gospel, if you have life. So now he said, if you be perfect. So, and we know a perfect man is a man that is doing conversation of charity. Colossians 3, which is the bond of perfectness. A bond. Agreement with perfectness. You do things that will make you perfect. You are in agreement with things that will bring you to a perfect being. So that was what your guy put together in just 3 verses or 2 verses. This thing I've been doing since the day of my youth. I just look at that and just love him. What is that? John 14. He that had my commandments. Is he that loved me? And shall be loved by my Father, and I shall love him. So what Bible say in the book of Acts, what Jaka began to do and to teach. So Jaka, as he was sitting with people, he was doing doctrine, he was doing conversation of Christ, he was doing conversation of the Father, he was doing and teaching it. He came to me, Master, what shall I do that I may be saved? Some person say, what shall I do that I may have life? And one person say, what shall I do that I may have life everlasting? Jaka said, go and do the commandment, go and do Moses. He said, I've been doing this. Jaka said, like I said, you have been doing it. But you can't attain a perfect man. You can't attain a wise man and do a knowledge with what you are doing. So let me show you the remainder. So to be fair with me, the remainder. What is the thing that you are not doing that is making you to fall short? And so the remainder is that go and sell all what you have. That's commandments. Because when you do that, sell it, distribute to the poor, come and follow me. Each of those lines, you may need to learn it for 20 years to become that thing. You may need to learn it for the next 10 years of your life. Just for you to become perfect or for you to attain Christ. And when you look at that, so that commandment, so for it to be perfect. So for him to be perfect, he's a perfect man. That man, which is Christ. God, Christ is a perfect man. Unto a perfect man. So go and say what you have. Distribute to the poor. So this time around, when you come to church, the poor you're going to distribute is not to go and distribute to the poor in the streets. Your brethren are the poor. But now the poor are not those who don't have money. The poor are blessed are the poor in spirits. So, your money, your material things, your house, your four and a house by six bed, that you and your sister, they were managing. But now there's another sister of yours that need an house. So, that's your four and a half by six bed. That say, I would love to accommodate somebody just that my bed is four and a half bed. It's there for you to contribute money and get accommodation for that brother. Or that sister. Than for you to open your door and let that sister. Because when that thing happens, something happens. It will take into your time. So in the commandment of Christ, your denying yourself is higher than your material thing. So they design in such a way that sometimes in the sin of the spirit, in learning Christ, some people have substance. Some people don't have substance to distribute. But there's not anybody that's not giving something if you're following the doctrine of Christ. So that I don't have means, it's not a cheat for you. It's not a cheat. I wish I had money. The way I will be working in charity. Oh boy, leave. Your own commandments, conversation to gain life is at that season is not primarily attached to money. It's attached with your time. Sometimes what you are going to deny is your arrangement. Because Jesus is a wise master teacher that oftentimes his teaching is to teach the conversation. But you won't see the conversation if you're not a person that have used light very well. If I've not, you don't know that he taught teaching them what I've commanded you. But he taught them. So you may not have money. And even with design is in your life, there are times you're not going to have money. But what you are going to deny is your arrangements that are going to set. So you can see that you have to learn conversation. Because they will not start endued with wisdom. They attach wisdom and deal with knowledge. They attach the commandments. For the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Or the knowledge is to depart. So what's the fear? You don't know if you fear the Lord until commandment and instruction start coming to you. That is the season that they test command. That is the season they test fear in our heart. You in the Father, you can call it greater work than this. He said this in John 5. And the first thing that must happen, the Father in you is the time they will give you heaven. The Father in you is when they will give you not only the heaven, they will give you the treasure. You must have both the secret and the treasure before you can qualify for you to be my Father's house, which are the teaching from 14 to 16 of John. Or to 17 of John. 14, 15, 16, 17 are one teaching of John. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 are a teaching. So what the guy was using John 3 to John 14 to teach is the work. Because in that 14, you know the way. They have things that should make them to know the way to the Father. You have received things that should make you to know the way to the Father. That means, what you know, if you have it, the Father will be inside of you. It's not only the Father that's inside of you. You also know how you can be in the Father. So, because it's two different things. The season of the Father being on your inside. That's the season of the work. Then building the work. Everlasting work. Then you move to the second phase where that the Father being you is what it means. The Father raised the dead and the Father quickened. Those are those things. Then you move into the last one. You can't reign until you're in the Father. When a man enters the Father is when he starts reigning. Because you can't reign outside. Because this meeting is spirit, life, rain. The Father is a spirit. So you must see. And all these things are commandments. They are teaching that you must translate into conversation. That we must translate into conversations that are to be used. What I commanded you, teach them. Teaching them their commandments. Or their conversations that they are word to you. But we know that those words, they are bread. Those words are water. Then, from there, when they begin to endue you with a conversation, with a knowledge, they are enduing you with a manner of life that you must live. So, Jokai taught those disciples. And Jokai taught them to the Father. He taught them to the Father. But he didn't teach God. He didn't teach God. But he taught them the mystery of Christ, the mystery of Holy Ghost, which is in the name of Jesus. Which is what I call all the teaching from Acts 3 to Acts 7. You see when a church fully grown with the fullness of Holy Ghost. All those questions you see out there. They are the commandment of Holy Ghost. Commandment of distributing. Commandment of moving from house to house. You can never say you are learning Holy Ghost and the door of your house is not open to brethren. Your family are the one that you open the door of your house to. Because in doing that, you open your door to angels. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And ministry of New Testament is inked seriously on angels. Because you can pray for eyes of understanding to be enlightened. But that's when they open your understanding, they only open your understanding to commandment to do, to cause that thing to happen. How do I know? Just like I thought it. He thought a conversation. After I met those men on the way to Emmaus. No, I'm saying things and I'm trying to give you evidence of it by that guy. He lived it and taught his disciple. He taught them. He said, you are slow of heart to believe the prophet and the scripture. And began to expand to them from Psalm unto the prophet. And he pretended that he's about to go. But these two people say, sir, the night is far spent. Your guys, a stranger you don't know. Another man says, you go and open your house to a stranger. But you will know that, I can tell you that, although they didn't record in the Bible, but that's not the first time that they saw Joker lead that kind of life. They saw Joker, they must have seen when Joker entered to the house of this man, this tax collector entered to the tree. So Joker lived that life. He did this, and they saw him leave it. So he prayed as he wanted to go. And then he said, it's late in the night. Come into the house. Come and eat. What's that thing? That's love for all the saints. So Joker lead those conversations and miss them. So they are not to them. That's what they're doing. That is a learning of the Holy Ghost or a learning of Christ. And Dr. Joker presented and he entered. And when he entered, they put bread. And as he was breaking it, their eyes become open. So there's some prayer you are praying that you have not answered because you have not found commandment instructed to it. So if Joker is about to pretend to go, he said, a stranger that don't know him. We have journeyed. That was say they traveled to Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 300 furlong. Furlongs. 60. That's 60. I don't know how many furlongs is a kilometer. Or they can say, oh yeah, come into the house. And when they come and say, my brother, it's late in the night. Let's enter the room. Give me a room for him. Let's go and eat our bread inside the room. Or not today was a setup by Jesus. Imagine today the accounting number of those who can appear to at once. They're able to count them among them. But they might not have been part of them. If they don't do those commandments. I just want you to know that commandments will lead to conversations. Because they could have just thought you can say, let him go. Or even if they brought to their house, they will just carry their bread and enter to one room to go and eat it. But they need to do those commandments to bring about the showing of Jesus, of his resurrection. Yes. These are things, God's people, that we must master and learn. They are very, very important. They are commandments that we must do. Teaching them to observe all I commanded them. Don't forget that. That the name of the Father is a commandment. The name of the Son is commandment. The name of the Holy Ghost is commandments. That you must observe. The mystery of the Father. The mystery of Christ. The mystery of God. They are commandments that you must observe. When you're observing it, you turn into conversations. So when we say the sin of the Father, the sin of the Father is a conversation. There are commandments you must have. But this commandment is a mystery. Just like I taught it, mystery of the Father, just like I taught it in the Bible. But they need to open our eyes to see them. For us to see and begin to see them. But where they are hid, you can't see. You can leave Bible from here tomorrow, you won't see it. But he says, if he that loved me, he that had my word, is that loved me. So in this thing, what we must do, love. Oh. You must start praying, God, show me love I mean to do, so that you can show me things more. The Lord will have mercy upon us.
Amen.
There are things that we must know. There are things that heaven must show us. That's what I said. I felt everyone wants us to tidy this area of the Holy Ghost and Christ very well. They want us to prosper and increase in that life. You must ask the Father, what am I to forsake? You must start asking Christ, what am I to deny? Because denying is not limited into flesh sin. Giving yourself more priority is flesh. But tendency that you may not know is a flesh. You may not know it. Especially. Do something you may not know. But those things are flesh that everyone just help you to see. Everyone just help us to see. But those things are necessary for us to enter into life. Then we will be now ready to assess narrow is the way and straight is the gates that lead to life. That one is life everlasting. You can enter to life, but you have not found the gates. And you have not found the straight path. Because those are things of everlasting. Straight is the path. Narrow is the way that lead to life. And few be they that find it. Few find it. I say we find it.
Amen.
The door that we are knocking, these straight gates and narrow path, I say we find it.
Amen.
Ah, Jesus, I say we are going to find it.
Amen.
We will not be tired.
Amen.
We will keep commandments.
Amen.
And gain mercy.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, my Father.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akeo Senior Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostuchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.